AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Baltimore Police Department investigation into the death in police custody of Freddie Gray is complete.
I understand the frustration. I understand the sense of urgency. And so has the organization, and that is why we have finished it a day ahead of time.
Police Commissioner Anthony Batts says the material has been handed over to prosecutors. Freddie Gray suffered spinal injuries while in custody and died a week later. Deputy Commissioner Kevin Davis says new information was added to the timeline after Gray was taken into custody.
This new stop was discovered from a privately owned camera. So the new stop by our wagon was at Freedmont and Mosier. Again, that's new to us.
Davis says officers said Gray became irate in the wagon. A teenage boy has been rescued from the wreckage of an earthquake-destroyed building in Kathmandu in Nepal.
I think it's a miracle, and I think it's an amazing, amazing thing to see in the midst of all of this calamity, to see a case like this.
Libby Weiss is with the Israeli Defense Forces. Police say the boy is 15 years old. Rescue workers also pulled a four-month-old boy from the wrecked home where he'd been trapped 20 hours after the earthquake. Hope is fading, though, in Nepal that more survivors from the earthquake will be found. Some buildings shook around Los Angeles. A magnitude 3.4 quake struck this morning near Carson. No immediate reports of damage or injuries. Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders is expected to announce soon he will run as a Democrat for president. No school today for 18 schools in Detroit. Teachers fail to show up the same day as a major announcement about the district's future was to be made. State-appointed emergency managers have been in place in Detroit since 2009. The Food and Drug Administration wants more data on the safety of hospital hand cleaners to find out whether they are safe and how well they fight the spread of germs. This is AP Radio News. Stocks are lower. The Dow is down about 78 points. Despite signs of a slowdown in economic growth, applications for unemployment benefits are dropping.
The Labor Department says weekly applications for unemployment benefits dropped by 34,000 to 262,000. That's the lowest level since April 2000. The four-week average, a less volatile measure, dipped by 1,250, near a 15-year low. Applications are a proxy for layoffs, so the sharp fall indicates that employers remain confident enough in the economy to hold on to their workers. I'm Julie Walker.
Consumer spending rose last month by the largest amount in 4 months. It's a sign of economic warmth after a rough winter. The rise in spending came despite the fact that income growth was flat in March. Sales were higher for cars, furniture, clothing, and building materials. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.